Hello, and welcome to hashtag new teacher journey. I'm so excited to record this episode. I do not have a guest on this episode, but I am discussing my former teachers and how much of an impact they have made in my life. It's always hard recording these kinds of episodes because it brings back so many emotions of my childhood and my growth throughout the years. I've had incredible, amazing, kind-hearted educators throughout elementary school, middle school, high school, and college. And looking back, I'm so thankful that they didn't give up on me. They believed in me when I sometimes didn't believe in myself. They motivated me. They pushed me to succeed. And they always just were there every step of the way. Even to this day, I still keep in touch with a lot of them, and they're still by my side, cheering me on, celebrating the growth that I'm having and the things that I've been able to do within the past few years of becoming an educator myself. I remember going to my new school in elementary and knowing in my heart that I wanted to teach, but it wasn't until I met the amazing educators where I really realized that's what I want to do. I want to be up in front of the classroom, motivating my students and encouraging them to believe in themselves. I think back to the teachers that I've had, and I know that they say that if you find one good teacher, you're lucky. I consider myself so blessed because I've had a lot more than one good teacher. Every teacher teaches you different things. Everyone has a teacher that they believe made such a difference in their life. And to me, I've had different teachers in different parts of my life that have really stood out to me. I'm having a hard time coming up with words because, again, my teachers made such a difference in my life. And it amazes me how quiet I was in school when I was a kid, and now I'm doing presentations. I'm able to spread my message of growth and just being a new teacher to others and talk about my experiences. I never thought that would have been possible when I was growing up. I just didn't see myself as someone who would present, who would have a podcast, things like this. And when I decided that I really wanted to pursue teaching, I knew in my heart that I wanted to give back to my former teachers because they didn't give up on me. They believed in me. They believe in so many students, and they genuinely want students to be successful and to live the life that they dreamed of. I love being a teacher. It fills my heart with so much joy and passion. And I also love seeing what my former teachers are up to. So it's such a cool experience being on the other side. And even though I'm relatively new, and just being able to think back to those years of being in their classroom. Sometimes those flashbacks come back of where I used to sit in a classroom and just how that teacher interacted with me, how that teacher greeted me with a smile every single day, and how those little things made such a difference in my life growing up. So again, I recorded this podcast as an early thank you for the amazing educators that I had. This is going to be part of their Teacher Appreciation Week surprise. Hopefully it brings a smile to their face. I just wanted to record something. I always have such a hard time showing my former teachers my appreciation and just finding the right way to say thank you. And I thought that recording a podcast would be a way that I could do that in a whole different way, and hopefully something that would have a different meaning to it than just me writing something. Again, I encourage you during Teacher Appreciation Week to, if you are a teacher, please know that you're making a difference. If you're a student listening or a pre-service teacher, please thank any professors or anyone helping you alongside this journey, because it's not easy. We get through it with the help of other people, and it truly does take a village. It takes a village to teach a child. I think it takes a village to educate, mentor, and inspire a newer teacher. And I'm so incredibly thankful for every single educator I've had. And if you are a former teacher of mine listening, I just sincerely want to thank you for believing in me, caring about me, being there for me through every step of the way, and just encouraging me. I cannot thank you enough for what you do for your students today. You were all amazing teachers when I had you, but we all grow with experience, and I bet that you're making such a difference in the lives of your students today. And again, I'm getting choked up. I'm trying to keep it going. But thank you so much for being there for everyone and just doing such a phenomenal job. I am so proud of all of you. I'm thankful to have you in my life, and I truly hope that you have an amazing Teacher Appreciation Week next week, because you have this former student cheering you on and rooting for you always and just being so thankful to have had you all in my life. I know that it's hard. I know this year has been crazy. It's been crazy for me as well. But please remember that you are making a difference. You have students constantly looking up to you, and one day your students will sit back, just like I am right now, and reflect on how much you have shaped their lives. So once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do. And I wish there was a better way to thank all of you, but I really hope that you enjoy this special episode and this little thank you gesture. Enjoy your day. And again, thank you so much for making a difference in my life.